Kerev Osai, Lichtige Chanukah, Happy Chanukah, Freilich Chanukah, whatever you want to say. But it is Chanukah and Baruch Hashem, right? Not a moment too soon. We should all be zochah to see Nisim and Niflos by Mimahim is Manazet. Right, Amen Ken Yiratzon. And certainly our Torah learning, right, will go a long way towards that. So let's get to it. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey, the second to last daf, or second last full daf, right, in the third parak. And we're here at the Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, right? We just finished the Mishnah yesterday. If you remember, we had quoted the differences between a person doing something and a shore doing something. And one of the examples we had given was a difference between a shore and a person doing something that is going to be, quote-unquote, Mechil Shabbos. Obviously, there's no Mechil Shabbos by a shore. But a person is going to be potter from certain situations if he's Mechal Shabbos because of Kim Leib D'Rabbi Mineh, because of he's going to get the death penalty, right? But he's going to be Mechal Shabbos Midarais. He's going to be Chayv Misa. So he's not going to have to pay, because when you get two punishments, right, you only have to pay, quote-unquote, the worst one. So he's only going to get Misa. He's not going to have to pay the fine or the monetary damages. So the Gemara now jumps into a couple of lines about Shabbos, right? And then we'll get back quickly. Don't worry, we'll get back to Nezikin. So the Gemara says, "Tani Rabbi Avo, Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, Kol haMekalkelin Beturin Chutz Michovel LaMaver. Anybody who does Mekalkel, anybody who is damaging, anybody who does a destructive act on Shabbos is going to be Potter, except for two exceptions: Chovel LaMaver, someone who wounds somebody, and someone who burns something." And Rashi just points out, right, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, for the fact that they need a pasuk to tell me that a mila is mutter in Shabbos, implying that, right, doing that act of cutting somebody normally would be users, right? Whenever you have the pasuk to tell me, right, that something is mutter, right, it goes against the general rule. General rule in that case would be usher. That's how you know that it's usher. And additionally, burning, the pasuk also tells us that you're allowed to do srefa. You're allowed to do srefa of a bas kohen on Shabbos. So that implies that generally, that is going to be an isser. That would be usser. And so therefore, those are the two exceptions. Now, just a word about the isurim of Shabbos, to just to have to illustrate how this makes sense. Right, when we say 39 malachos are inherently constructive actions. These are inherently things that are creating something. Right, these are not malachos. This is not work that is backbreaking or difficult necessarily. Flipping a light switch, right, striking a match is not difficult, but that would be creative work, and therefore that would be usher. And the whole point, the whole purpose of malacha, say Chazal, right, from us not doing malacha, is to refrain from doing creative acts, to show that we know who actually did do the actual creation, right, in the world. That was obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created the world for 6 days, right, rested on the seventh. So we too refrain from creative acts to remind ourselves, right, who is the Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's how we testify. That's a big part, as you might imagine. That's why, right, the whole Isser Malacha on Shabbos is a big part, right, of the whole Shabbos thing. It's not just a bunch of Kiddush and Amotzi. It's the Isser Malacha, because we are literally testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we're refraining from doing creative acts and recognizing that Hashem is the one who's the ultimate creator. All right, that's just a little bit of a quick Ashkafa twist, but that's the goal, point over here. And that whenever you have a malacha that's destructive, you have to explain why it would be usher, because inherently malacha, right, on Shabbos would be constructive. So Amar Leih, so Rabbi Yochanan said about to Rabbi Avo, I don't like that so much, right? Puk tazi levra, right? Get that out of here, right? Go teach that outside the base matters. Chovul mazik, chovulu mavir rather, right? Inu mashana, that you're going to be chayiv, that is not true. That is not taught. That is not a mistake. You're going to be potter. Ravintim zalomer mashan. And if you tell me that it was taught that you would be chayiv, it would only be a case of chovel b'tzarich lekalvo, right, umavir b'tzarich laafro. That if it was constructive, that you did it some purpose, that you would need something. That either if you wound somebody, you need the blood for your dog or something to eat or whatever. Or mavir, if you would make a fire, that it's for whatever reason you needed the ashes, meaning you were doing something constructive. You were getting food for a dog. You were creating ashes. Right, that would be the only scenario where you would be chayv. One second, Tanan. The Gemara says, one second, hold on, Tanan. We know the Mishnah. Shorosh hidlich is a gadish b'shabes chayv. Fush hidlich is a gadish b'shabes potter. Right, and we said that the shore that, you know, who burns something down on Shabbos is going to be chayiv. Obviously, there's no kim labor by a shore. Right, there's no two punishments by a shore. So if it burns something on Shabbos, obviously the owner is chayiv. Right, if he did But a person, right, a person who did that on Shabbos is going to be potter because he's accumulated ravine. Figatani who domel the shore. Again, the whole Mishnah is comparing the person to the shore, and the cases, therefore, must be similar. So therefore, masharo de lo kavoyle, just like when the ox, right, burns down the gadish, right, he obviously doesn't need the ash, right, he's not doing it for a purpose. Afu lami de lo kavoyle, right, obviously, right, as Rashi says, the afro, right, obviously, the comparable case, the same case, that, you know, in the Mishnah, that a person is doing it is also a scenario where he doesn't need the ash for katani potter, and you're telling me that the guy is potter from paying if they should need on benafsho because he's chayav misa. Clearly, right? What do you see? If he's chayav misa, right? That means that if you burn something down for no purpose, you are chayav, right? Not that you're potter, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that you are chayav, and then in fact, like Rabbi Avo said, that you are going to be chayav for that. This Gemara says, "Lo, not exactly." Shoro dumi didei, right? We're not comparing the person to the shore. We're comparing the shore to the person. Mahu the kabayle, right? Afsho the kabayle, right? Just like the person needs the malacha, so too the shore, so too the ox needs the malacha, or it needs the ash. This Gemara says, what do you mean? Ox needs the ash? Shoro hechem ishkakos lo. What case is that? I can find a case where the ox needs the axe. The ox needs the ashes. So I'm related to Avia. Right? How come my skin in case is b'shor pikeach? It's a very smart shore. She also l'neshicha begapo. Right? Somebody bit him. Right? He has a bite on his back somewhere. V'kabayi l'mikle v'igder b'kutma. And he wants to lie down. Right? And then roll around in the ash, and that will apparently make him feel better. This Gemara says, mi kagavna. Did I skip a little bit? Oh, no, I skipped a line, sorry. Uminoya dinan. So Gemara says, well, how do you know? What do you mean? How do you know that's what the shore wants? So Gemara says, because that's what it does. De labazar de klaye, kamignadar, bekutma. That's what it does. I mean, it burns it down, then it rolls around the ashes. So Gemara says, mika kiyagavna. Does a shore really know how to do this? You have an ox that's like a cartoon and has a das and knows what to do? So Gemara says, and sure enough, yeah, you do find such a thing. The who told it to have a bay Rav Papa, because Rav Papa had some sort of the shore, an ox, to have a kivein le chinche. He had a toothache, right? His mouth hurt. And I'll patke le nizaisa v'shachi shikra v'itzi. And sure enough, right, he somehow knew that beer makes him feel better. I don't know if it's actually healing or just make him drunk, but either way, he went over to the barrel and drank it, and he felt, apparently he felt better. Okay. Fine, so you do have that. So I'm a rabban commit of papa. I'm a shomer duma the day. 1 second, can you really say again? We just said that really the case is the shore is similar to the man, just like the man needs the malacha, so too a shore needs the malacha. And we said it in the case where he knows how to heal himself. Great. Does that really work though? Can we really say this? Vakatani, we said shoro shabiesh potter. Who should be chayev, right? We had said that in the Mishnah beginning, right? If the shore embarrasses someone by damaging it, he's putter for that payment or for embarrassing. But a person who does that is chayev. Shoru dumididei, right? You're telling me, miskaven the vayesh heichu miskakos. How could you ever have a scenario again? If remember, we've been saying that for boshas, for the embarrassing payment, right? For the damages, right? There are 5 types of payments that you have to make if you damage someone. So for boshas, you have to do it on purpose. How can you have a shore that obviously it's not going to be able to embarrass someone and damage, it's going to damage him, so you could be embarrassing? So Gemara says, no. Kagosh miskaven the hazak. All you need, you don't need kavana to damage, says the Gemara. No, I'm sorry. You don't need kavana to embarrass, says the Gemara. You just need kavana to damage, and therefore that obviously you can have, right? Damar Mar is kavin lahazik aval pishalun is kavin the biyesh, right? It's just if, as long as the intention for damages is there, so you can end up paying, right, the biyesh, and therefore, right, that certainly the cow, right, the ox can have kavana to damage. Okay, good. Fine. Rava says, forget, no, 1 second, I'll forget this whole fancy, right, interpretation of the Mishnah, or the ox, or it needs the ash, or it doesn't need the ash, or whatever. There was a shore similar to the person. Rabbi says, forget this. But the whole thing before, right, we said was, how could you have a case where a person is putter, right, from payment, right, and he's not going to be a chol Shabbos, right? So right, the only way he's going to be putter is because he came with the Ravine. So therefore, you have to come up with a case where the guy's going to be chayav misa for his chol Shabbos. So Rabbi says, no, not at all. What do you mean? I can find a case where a guy's not going to be Mechel Shabbos, and yet he's still going to be Pater. And Masnisin B'shogeg. Case is where he burned something down B'shogeg. In that case, he's also going to be Chayev. He's also going to be Pater. Ah, he didn't tell me what he mean. 1 second, hold on. Adam Mu'ad Le'olam. Person's always Mu'ad. Right? What do you mean he burned something down b'shogeg? Well, watch where you're going. What does that mean? You're going to be putter. This Gemara says, because like they're following, the Tanna b'chizkia, they're learning the base measure of chizkia, makei odam u'makei behema. And the pasuk says, right, that's the same pasuk, right? Makei says actually the opposite, right? Makei behema yishalmena u'makei adam you must. Like if a person who damages and hits an animal, you have to pay the damages. And if you hit a person, right, and it kills him, obviously, so then you get put to death. So the Gemara compares, right, the hitting of a person, the hitting of a behema. It says, makei behema lo chalakta bein shogeg bein mezid bein miskavein b'shein miskavein. Just like there's no difference, right? He said, adamu the olam, right? Person, no difference if you hit an animal, right? It doesn't matter if it did on purpose, did it b'shogeg, intended, not intended. Ben derech yirida, ben derech aliyah. That's a reference for killing b'shogeg, but it's only reference for murder b'shogeg. But it doesn't matter, right? If you damage a cow and it was an upward motion or downward motion or whatever, however you hit him, right? The podro b'mamon, you're going to be putter. In those cases, one second, sorry. Why would you be putter? El lechayvo mamon, right? Meaning that none of those things help to make you potter. Rather, you're going to be chayev in every situation. So af my godam. So too, if you hit a person, right? If you lo techalek. You're always going to be potter. Meaning that it doesn't matter any of the cases, you're always going to be potter. Even though, again, even if you're not going to be chayav misa in certain cases, you're still going to be potter from mamon. Meaning, even if there's a scenario where you would be, normally we say kimelad rab mina if you did it on purpose. Good. If you do that same action b'shogeg, just to clarify, we say kim le rav mineh, if you shot somebody in the head, right, and broke his, I guess, in the chest, and he damaged his shirt, so you're going to be putter from paying for the shirt, right? But if you did it b'shogeg, right, so then still we're going to say kim le rav mineh. Still, you're not going to have to pay for the shirt. Even now, you're not going to get killed for shooting him. But if whatever reason, and so too by Chil Shabbos, right? If you're going to do Chil Shabbos and you're also going to break someone's kelim in the same way, if you're going to get put to death, so you're not going to have to pay for the kelim. Excuse me, still a little sick. So if you're going to be Michal Shabbos midaraisa, and you break someone's kelim, so you're not going to pay for the kelim because of kimelad rav mineh. So too, if you're mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, and you're not going to be chayav misa, you're still not going to have to pay for it because of theoretically kimlei, right? Even though we don't apply kimlei here, you're also, right, again, it says Tanna b'chizkia, you're also in that case where you were mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, you're not going to have to pay for the damages. So I'm Rabban Rabba, me matzah smoke with b'shogeg. But one second, how can you say that our Mishnah, right? You can tell me the whole Mishnah is b'shogeg. How does that work? Right? Mishnah says, Hamapanishin nidon b'nafshar katani. Literally, the last line of the Mishnah says, the whole reason you're putter for all of this is because of kimle d'rav mineh, because you're chayev misa, right? You're not going to have to pay if you're chayev misa also. Right? How in the world? Can you tell me it was b'shogeg? The Mishnah tells you the reason you're putter. So the Gemara says, yeah, simple fix. Hachikamer. This is what it meant. Kevin did b'mezin nidon b'nafsho. So hashta b'shogeg potter. Even the whole reason, as we said before, Tanna Mechizkia, right? If you do a mezid, you're going to be potter. So too, if you do a b'shogeg, right, you're going to be potter as well. That's what the Mishnah meant to say, right? The whole reason you're potter b'shogeg is because if you would do a b'mezid, i.e., how would that be in that case? Veichidami dekabay la'afro, right? If you needed the ashes, that would be a case of chil shabbos d'oraisa. So if you do a b'shogeg, so then you're going to be potter as well, and that's how you could understand our Mishnah. Tosos learns a little bit differently, right? Check out Tosos Masnisen. You would have a different kind of mahalach over there, but that's basically how Rashi's how Rashi understands. New Mishnah now. Shor shai erodef achar shor echad achar, rally. Yeah, that's right. Achar. Do that all the time. Right? There's, you got a shore that's running after another shore. Vehuzak ze vehuzak, and it was damaged. Ze omar shorcha hizak ze omar. Lo ki imbesel laka. Right, again, they're running after the shore, one shore running after the other, and then you find a bloody shore on the floor. And one of the guys says, your shore gored my shore. And the other guy says, no, what are you talking about? He fell on a rock. Right, tripped over his own 2 feet. But Rashi says he was kind of, what's it called? Nischache Chaya. And he was just rubbing himself. Okay, whatever. Meaning the second guy denies the claim. So in that case, and this is basically what the Mishnah is going to teach us across the board, Hamotzi Michaveo Chavero Alav Haraya. Whenever you have a situation of you're not sure who gets the money, so the one who's trying to pull out money, the one who's trying to extract money from somebody else, right? He's the one who has to bring the proof. And if he can't, obviously he cannot take payment. So you have to prove that the shore gored the other shore, and right? If you can't, so then you don't get anything. Hayushnaim wrote from Achar Echad, two running after one, Zeh Omer Shor Chizik, Vezeh Omer Shor Chizik. And again, we got, let's say Reuven and Levi's shore, Reuven has a shore and Levi has a shore, and they're both running after Shimon's shore, whatever. And then the shore got damaged, and the shore wants to, the guy who got damaged says, well, it was Reuven's shore. Well, Reuven can be like, no, it was Shimon's shore. And Shimon can be like, well, it was Reuven's shore. Maybe they can pass it off between the two of them. So Shnei Baturim, they're both potter, right? They're both potter because, you know, there's both of them deny the claim, and there's nothing he can do, right, unless he can bring a proof. The guy who got damaged has no recourse. But if both of the oxes belong to one guy, so then Shneim Chayavim, well then obviously there's no suffix here, right? But Gemara will have to explain what this means, but basically, obviously, the guy's going to be chayav in some capacity. If one of them was big and one of them was small. The big one said, the guy who got damaged said it was the big one. The guy who owns the damaging said it was a small one. So, why does that matter, by the way? I just as an aside, because if you remember, right, the halacha by Karen Tam, by a Tam Shor that gores, is pei chatzin ezek migufo, right? The chatzin ezek, half of the damages, right, is limited to the value of the shore itself. So if the shore is worth 200, so then you can pay up to 200 shekel, or zuz, whatever, in damages. If the shore is only worth 50, so you can only pay up to 50 in damages. That's why it matters, right, which shore it was, and you know how big it is and how valuable it is. Okay. Echadad mecha muad. Similarly, if one of the shores running after it was Tam, and one of them was muad, hanizik omer muad hizik, and the guy who got damaged says it was the muad one, because then he's going to be entitled to nezik shalim, full damages. Famazik omer, the guy who owns the shore that damaged, says lo, kiim Tam hizik. Right, it was the Tam, and therefore he's only going to have to pay half damages, right? Chatzin Ezek. So Gemara says, "Amotzi Michaveo Levarai." Again, the burden of proof is on the guy who wants to get paid. Hayu Nezik and Shnayim. If the two cows got damaged, Echa Gadol Echa Katan, one big and one small. Hamazikim Shnayim, Echa Gadol Echa Katan. So too, the damaging, right? Again, one big and one small. Hanizik Omer Gadol Hizik as a Gadol, Vekatan as a Katan. The guy who got damaged said is the big one who damaged the big one and the small one who damaged the small one. Again, because if you're going to pay Chatzin Ezek, right, and you're going to extract from the cow itself, right? So if it's, let's say, just to use the numbers we used before, if it was, I think we used it before, I don't remember. If it was 200, you have a shore, 200 and a 50, right? Is running after a 200 and a 50. So if it's 200 running after the 200, good. So then the chatzin ezek is 100, and you can pull that out of, right, the shore that's worth 200. If the 200 is running after 50, so then you only pay chatzin ezek, which is half of 50. Now you're only paying 25, and you can only get that, right, obviously from, right, and then you take, obviously, you only pay half of it. Similarly, if the 50 is running after the 200, yeah, so half the damages is the 200, which got damaged. So it's 100, but you only get it out of the shore itself, which is worth 50. If you were taking it out of the shore that's worth 200, you'd get the full 100 payment. So it's obviously advantageous, right, for the one who got damaged, right, to line him up, because then he can take the proper payments from the shore. He's not limited by the small shore going the big shore or whatever. That's what he says. Famazik Omer, the Mazik says no. Kielam Katam as a Gadol v'Gadol Sakatan. He says the opposite, meaning the way that would be more advantageous for him. Echad Tam Dechad Muad. Similarly, if one of them is Tam and one is Muad, and Izik Omer Muad Hizik as a Gadol v'Tam as a Katan. Right, the Muad damaged the Gadol, meaning then because now he gets full damages for the Gadol, and the Tam pays Chatzin Ezek. Right, he gets half of the Tam, half of the small one. Famazik Omer, the Mazik says the other way around. Right, Loki Ella Tam is a Gadol, Muad is a Katan. Right, again, in the way that's advantageous for him, that he pays Tam is Gadol, so he pays pays chetzi nezek of the 200, right? Muad is the katan, right? So then he pays the full damages, but that's only 50, right? Because that's obviously more, you know, the way better for him. So again, also, in all these cases, hamotzi mechaveo, mechavero alav araya. Okay, so the Gemara says now, I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Zoso Meres, this tells us that Chalukin Alav Chaverav Al Sumchas, that everybody disagrees with Sumchas, meaning this Mishnah is against Sumchas. Now, what does Sumchas say? The Amar says, Maman Hamutal Basavik Chalukin. Now, if you have any situation where you have Maman Hamutal Basavik, if you have money that is kind of laying there in a Safik and there's no way to kind of figure out which is which, so then you split it, meaning you split it down the middle. Basically, what happens is that the Bryce over there on Rashi quotes already Daf Mem Vav, right? That if you have some sort of the Rashi doesn't quote the whole of the situation, but basically, if you have an ox that is goring another ox, or I guess it's a cow because there's a dead baby on the side, and there's a dead baby cow right at the side, and we don't know right if the ox that gored the cow caused the cow to abort, or you don't know if maybe it was aborted beforehand. So since it's lechora, there's no way you can resolve it, meaning there's a suffix there, right? So you pay half, meaning that you pay half, and the Chazal disagree with him, right? The Rabbanan disagree, and we still say motzi b'chaver alav araya in a case where, right, again, it's a suffix that you cannot resolve. It's not like nobody saw it. So still you'd say motzi b'chaver alav araya, and you wouldn't necessarily split it. So basically, we're saying that our Mishnah is against that. Because in our case, also again, what's the case of our Mishnah where the two oxes are running after each other, right? And everybody turns a corner and they see right one ox lying in a pool of blood. So and the one guy's like, "Oh, your ox killed him," and the other guy's like, "Oh, what do you mean? No, he fell on the ground and he damaged himself that way." So in that case, again, Sumchas would lechora hold that that is again that's a suffix. Right, that what's called. Obviously, the Mishnah is against that because the Mishnah says that that's the case of motzi mechaver alav araya. Right, so that's that's basically going to be against Sumchas. The problem is that to kind of give a little bit of a intro, sort of, there are three possible cases when you come to Beis Din. There are three basically possible types of situations and cases that you can have, right? There are two possible claims a person can put forth, right? When you show up in Beis Din and you say something, you either say what's called a tainus bari, right? A definite claim. I saw this. I know this to be true. Or you have a claim of shema. Maybe this is true. Maybe this could have been the situation, right? And therefore, you have three possible cases. You have what's called bari v'bari, right? Two people come and say, I know this happened. And the guy says, no, I know this happened. And those are obviously not the same claim. You have a case of what's called Bari Vishema. Guy says he's confident. He knows 100% this is what happened. And the other guy says, no, how do you know? Maybe something else happened. And then you have a case of Shema Vishema where both of them, right, are not sure. And they're just arguing, right, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Sumchas Afilu Bari Bari. The Sumchas say that you split it, right, that Mamun Amutu Basavik Cholken. We say, even in a case where Bari Vibari, where both of them are definite and positive and for sure, right, that they have a true claim. So Amalei, he said, yeah, sure he did. Amar, so was Bari Vibari, even Afil Bari Vibari. So the Gemara, meaning the implication is that our Mishnah is a Bari Vibari, and that's why we're saying that the Mishnah is against Simchas. That's why he has to say, yes, Simchas holds Bari Vibari, we split the money, Cholken. And one second, just quickly. Fine. So, right. So that's basically what we're saying. That the Mishnah is a case of Bari. Bari, Sumchas disagrees in that case. And then Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said back then, yes, Sumchas disagrees even in a case of Bari. Bari. The Gemara says, how do you know? The Masisim of Bari Bari. How do you know? It's yes and yes. Definite. I mean, that both cases, right, both the people involved have serious claims to it. It's a katani, because the language of the Mishnah seems to indicate that, right? Ze omer shorcha hezik. One guy says it was your cow, or it was your ox who damaged it. Ze omer loki. And the other guy says, no, not true. Definitely not true. Right? Your ox, right, just stumbled on a rock. or whatever. So Mazgul or Papa, Rav Paza says, one second, midirashi bari bari, sefinami bari bari. Well, if the first part of the Mishnah is bari bari, seems like the rest of the Mishnah should be also. Right? Aim is safe, but the problem is, what about the second case? I don't know if it's second or third, I don't remember, but the later part of the Mishnah, I'm not going to go back and count. One of the oxen was big and one of them was small. Nizik, I'm a gadol hizik, the guy who got damaged, obviously wants to reap, right, from the gufo shell shore, right, wants to get his payment from the body of the shore, so he wants it to be the bigger one. Mazik, omer loki, ella katan hizik. And he said, the other guy says, no, it was the smaller one. Echatam lecha muad, whether it's, or in the case of when one was tam, one was muad, nechad omer, nizak omer and muad hizik. Right, v'hamazik omer lo ki elatam hizik. Right, both the cases the Mishnah said motzi mechavei alav raya. Right, halo maisi raya. But if there is no proof, right, shakel to kedamer mazik. Right, if there is no proof by the nizak, right, he takes whatever the mazik, whatever the damager admits to. Right, he will take, let's say, the small, in the case of the small animal, he get chatzin nezik from the smaller shore. Right, naming to have it tifted to Rabbi Barnasan. Right, maybe that's against Rabbi Barnasan. Damar taima, who says. That was something that we haven't quoted yet, that Robert Barnason says that Taino Chitin Behodlo B'sar in Potter. In the case where a guy, Reuven, shows up and says, give me all the wheat you owe me, and Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about, I own you barley. I mean, he basically owes him a different claim than the guy who claimed him. He's Potter from both of them. Right, he's put there from both of them, but that's not what we're saying over here. What we're saying over here that if the guy comes and says, you owe me chatzin nezek from a big cow, and the guy says, no, I owe you chatzin nezek from the small cow, you'd be put there, quote, Rabbi Bar Nosson, because those are different claims. Here we're telling me, no, nutel, right, Masha Kedamar Mazik, that he would take, he would actually get what the Mazik said, meaning he would get the chatzin nezek from the smaller cow. If the case is Bari Bibari, right, that would be against Rabbi Barnasan. We don't really want to do that. Say, hello, but Bari Vishema, maybe the case is Bari Vishema, which is not Rabbi Barnasan's case, right? And then one of them is saying definite, right? He knows what happened. One of them is saying Shema, and that's why we only give him, right, half of it. It's not a case of it is a case of Matzim Chavei Lavrai, but that's why he would walk away, right, with the lesser claim. And that's against Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, who understood that it was a Mishnah of Bari Ubari. Dikamar, meaning what would be the case of Bari Vishema? Dikamar, right, and this gets a little confusing, so stick with us. Bari man dekamar shema man. So the Gemara says, which is which? Meaning, which claim is bari? Which claim is definite? And which claim is maybe? E name it dekamar nizak bari. Right? Maybe if you tell me that it's the guy who got damaged, I know for a fact it was the big shore dekamar mazik shema. And the guy who got the damager says, well, maybe it was the small shore. Right? Akati lemetetev dirab manasam. Well, that would also be against Rabbi Nur bar Masan, because. Meaning he would agree. He would also say in that case that you would. I mean, it's the case of two different claims, right? That's and if you're going to award him the lesser claim, that's against Rabbi Barnasan, because Rabbi Barnasan says you don't even get the lesser claim, right? In the case. In a case where you're making two different claims. So akati nizak shema v'kamar mazik bari. Maybe, so it must be a case where the nizak, the damaged party, says maybe it was the big cow. V'kamar mazik, and the damager says bari, it's definitely the small cow. And with the safe nizak shema bari umazik bari, right? And if you'll tell me that's the scenario in the seifa, where the nizak is saying shema, maybe, and the mazik is saying definite, right? Reisha nami, so to the reisha. Nami nizak shema umbari. Umazik bari. Sorry, a little confusing. Confusing even to say. Right, nireshanami. So, to the first part of the Mishnah is where the nizak is the maybe claim, and the mazik and the damager, right, is the bari claim. Right, v'amr sumchas. And in that case, sumchas afilu b'ha. Would sumchas even agree? In that case, you're going to split it. The istrik l'shmina d'lo. Then you need to tell me that everybody disagrees with sumchas. Sumchas does not mask him. Right, in that case. Right. So again, he's not saying, right, that he doesn't know. Right, meaning he's not sure. Meaning the nizak is not sure what happened. Right, it's not. That's not a case of mamon hamutal basafik. Right, if you don't have a bari ver a bari, that's not a mamon hamutal basafik. That's not money that's lying in a safik. If the guy, you come to court and say you maybe you owe me money, and the guy says, I definitely don't owe you money, that's not a case of suffake money, right? That money's not a suffake where it should be. Obviously, you're not going to get paid. So you don't need to tell me that Tsunkus disagrees in that case. So you can't tell me, right, that that's the case of the Mishnah. So Rav Papa says, "Lo, actually, I can actually work around that." Seifa, the second part of the Mishnah in Echonami is Nizak Shema Umazik Bari. Is that where the Nizak, the guy who got damaged, is maybe, and the Mazik, the damager, says definite, right? Again, that's what we explained. Because and in that case, he's going to get Chatzi Nezek from, let's say, the Tam or the smaller cow. Right? But Reisha, right, in the first part of the Mishnah, that is a Nizak Bari where the damager says it definitely happened and the Mazik is Shema. And other way around, meaning that the Nizak, the damaged party, says a definite claim and the Mazik, the damager, says a maybe claim. The Gemara says, V'halo Dami Reisha Seva. Well, okay, but that doesn't, but then they're not the same case. So the Gemara says, yeah, Amri Bari B'Shema B'Shema Bari Chad Melzi. Yeah, close enough. Right, when you have two cases of one is Bari and one is Shema, right, two different claims, okay, yes, they're the reverse, but that's close enough, that's the same, and the Mishnah lines up. Bari, Shema Bari, train million in who, but no, we're not going to have a scenario where the Mishnah is first going to talk about Bari, and then switch up to Shema and Bari, that's not possible, but it could be a case where you have one guy says Bari, and one guy says Shema, he just switched around the scenario, but that would be the same case, and the Mishnah would line up, okay. All right, we're going to stop with the two dots over here. We'll go right to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Again, happy Hanukkah, and let's go light the light of Torah to light up the darkness. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.